I don't wear mine assuming something like amazing is going to happen, but I do wear it as like another layer of armor against the devil.
Welcome to What Laura Likes, the podcast that helps you pursue the narrow path. Here you can find content regarding Catholicism, both for those new to the faith, as well as those of you looking to go deeper. You will also find content on the vocation of marriage, including motherhood and homeschooling. This audio is taken from a previously published YouTube video that was either highly popular or I thought would translate well to audio. If you'd like to see the video for this and other episodes, you can head to my YouTube channel, What Laura Likes. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review if it adds value to your life. Also, consider supporting this podcast on Patreon to help it continue. You can find out more about me or contact me by heading to my website, whatlauralikes.com, or following me on Instagram at whatlauralikes18. Enjoy the show.
Laura here from What Laura Likes, and today I talk about my miraculous medal, also called the Medal of Immaculate Conception. In 1830, Mary appeared to St. Catherine, and on the third apparition, she appeared as this exact image. She was standing with her arms outright, with rays of light coming from her fingers, representing graces, and surrounding her were words, and they said, "O Mary conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." And the medal also has an 1830 on it because that is the year that she appeared to St. Catherine. So Mary told St. Catherine that she wanted this image of her standing like that to be spread throughout the world. I kind of think that by wearing your miraculous medal, you're doing just that. You're doing what Mary asked. The medals were first produced in 1832, and miracles began just as soon as people started wearing them. You know, I have Mary right here close to my heart, and Mary did specifically say, "Those who wear it will receive great graces, especially if they wear it around the neck." And so that's why most people wear theirs around the neck. Now, I did read about a police officer who wore his miraculous medal on his keychain, and he was in a shootout at one point, and the keychain stopped the bullet, like the bullet bounced off his keychain or something like that, and he wasn't mortally wounded, whereas had that not happened, he most likely would have died. And so I think there's like stories like that all over. You probably could Google miraculous medal stories and come up with all sorts of amazing situations that have happened. Now, the graces specifically that at least when I did the research, the graces specifically like attributed to this medal were graces of patience, forgiveness, repentance, and faith. Still working on my patience, especially with my kids. But I have to say my faith has gotten a lot stronger. And I also started my YouTube channel after having started wearing this. And I never expected my YouTube channel to be this Catholic. Like, I wanted to do a YouTube channel for a long time, but I thought I was going to do more like the mommy, like cleaning and homeschooling and fitness and minimalism and kind of that stuff, but not necessarily Catholic. Now my channel's like main focus is Catholicism, and I've lost people because of that, so that's okay. I kind of see this as my testimony, my mission work, and so I'm totally fine with that. But I highly suggest that everyone pick up a miraculous medal. You don't have to spend a lot of money. I did get this one at the Catholic Company, and I will link it below if I could find it. I also found a website today that gives already blessed miraculous medals for free. You just have to kind of sign up to be part of their club. And so I'll link that as well, and that's where I heard the story about the police officer. There also are some on Amazon. So I'll just link a couple of those in case you just want it in a couple days, because I know that Amazon, obviously, most people have two-day shipping with Amazon. So anyway, I would love to know if you do have a miraculous medal, how often you wear it. I typically put it on after I do my hair, like dry my hair in the morning, because otherwise I'd burn my neck. And then I usually take it off like when I put my pajamas on, because it's a little bit of a heavier chain, and I probably should just get a lighter chain. Also, I have to give credit to Heather at A Catholic Mom's Life for introducing me to the miraculous medal. I have never met anyone in like daily life that has worn a miraculous medal, at least not on the outside of their outfit. I see more people wearing like a crucifix on the outside, and typically that's how I identify them as Catholic. But the miraculous medal, like, Mary really asked everybody to wear it. So how can you say no to Mary? It's pretty hard. It's like saying no to your mom. Anyway, so I have to give credit to Heather, and I will link the video down below where she talks about her miraculous medal and why she wears hers. Okay, guys, so I got this today, and it is made completely of olive wood, and the Shepherd Life Group was at our church selling olive wood artifacts from the Holy Land, and my husband and I got this. And I'm going to tell you how much it cost, because we were actually really shocked. It was $100, and it's all olive wood. This is hand-carved, and different elements from the Holy Land are in these little circles here. Like, we really have a piece of the Holy Land, like, in our house now, and we were actually able to have Father bless this, like, right after we purchased it, so it's, like, the only blessed thing we have in our house. I'm not quite sure how to get a priest to bless my stuff unless he comes over with a bunch of holy water. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that one out. He's like bombarded after Mass. And then, of course, he's carrying holy water on him. I'll figure it out eventually. But anyway, so if you guys have the Shepherd Field Group come to your church, make sure you go check out what they have, because they have things from all different price points. And I feel like this is worth way more than $100. And we, like I said, we just thought it was totally out of our price point. And then on the back, it says Jerusalem, and it has like stamps for the stations of the cross. So you could kind of maybe like hold this or meditate on the stations using this. So we were really happy with it. I love it so much. And it goes right in our other room so we can all look at it all the time. Anyway, that was just a quick extra. And so this is Laura from What Laura Likes. Make sure you comment down below, like, how often you wear your miraculous medal, if you have one, and like, let me know. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening. I hope this episode has blessed you. For more like this, head over to my YouTube channel, What Laura Likes. Be sure to subscribe, review this podcast, follow me on Instagram, and visit my website, whatlauralikes.com, for more info about what I do. Until next time, continue to know, love, and serve God. Pax Christi.